You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson.
Following a deadly drug raid in December, members of Burlington's Police Commission questioned police about how the raid was executed. The December 22nd raid was planned and conducted by Drug Enforcement Administration agents with assistance from Burlington, Essex, and Vermont State Police. 56-year-old Kenneth Stevens, a suspected drug dealer, was killed in the raid. Here to talk with us about the Burlington Police Commission's concerns is Commission Chair Sarah Kenny. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Burlington Police Commission, can you give us an idea of what it does?
Sure. We are a panel of citizens. There are five of us right now who are elected by the City Council to represent the interests of community members and citizens in the City of Burlington in advising the police department.
And the commission had several concerns about December's raid. What were they?
There were a number of different concerns that different commissioners expressed. I live in the Old North End near where the raid happened, and I have been hearing from a number of neighbors and other concerned community members who felt a lot of fear in the wake of this incident, specifically because of the sort of the level of the action, and also because of the reports that a bullet had strayed from the home of the suspect and gone through a wall into a neighboring household. And went right past one of the Burlington police officers, apparently, who was outside the home. So felt like there was some risk to public safety in the way that this action was executed.
So do you feel like those concerns were addressed by Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo?
It's interesting. It's hard because there's been so little detailed information available even to, you know, the chief at this point because it was a DEA-led action. There's going to be a press conference tomorrow, Thursday morning, from what I understand, where the state's attorney and the DEA and others will be revealing more that has come about in the course of their investigation into this. I think the chief, you know, spoke about the Burlington Police Department's approach to these kinds of things, but this was a DEA-led action. So one of the concerns that police commissioners expressed, and I know I've heard from others in the community, is how do we work to make sure that local community concerns are accounted for when there's a federal law enforcement action happening in our community? The chief expressed this, and I think all the commissioners agreed that we would prefer that that any enforcement action always be erring on the side of public safety. And I personally was left with a question about whether that was the primary consideration in this incident that happened in December.
Well, you mentioned the number of organizations involved in this. It was a DEA raid within the city of Burlington. Vermont State Police investigated the officer involved shooting, and state's attorney T.J. Donovan is reviewing their report. So what is the commission's role in all of this?
We don't particularly have an oversight role over this, but we felt that we could, at the very least, as citizens of the community in which this happened, that we could raise a voice of concern, and we basically expressed to the chief our support for his general approach and our police department's general approach to the concerns over opiates in our community, which is much more of a public health approach. And we really wanted to express to him that we would love to help in whatever way that we can to just let the federal agencies involved in these incidents know that the community is watching, and that we really strongly urge them to always err on the side of public safety in this kind of an incident, that it may be hard to build a case against someone who they feel poses a threat to our community, but that they can't let the sort of the case-building components get in the way of public safety in our neighborhoods.
So given what you know about the raid right now, do you think the public should have confidence in police activity in Burlington?
That's a great question. I think I don't know a whole lot of the details about how the raid went down. I do think folks can have confidence that the leadership of the department is taking community concerns very seriously. I'm hopeful that the heightened attention to this particular incident will really further the collaboration between all the different agencies involved and make sure that the local community police agency is involved from the get-go in any decision-making related to this kind of an intervention. I think the police department and others have really been taking seriously the concerns of the community related to some of the drug issues happening, and have really been increasing a community policing approach and increasing foot patrols and trying to get to know the neighborhood better. And I worry that this kind of an action that was not led by the local police sort of takes us away from that approach and leans more toward the kind of militarization that we're seeing in other places and that we are really hoping to steer clear from here.
We've been speaking with Burlington Police Commission Chair Sarah Kenny. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.